Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A verdict has been reached in the shooting death of a 3-year-old Flint boy. A Genesee County jury has found Shamir Banks guilty on multiple charges connected to the 2020 killing of Messiah Williams. The convictions include first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit second-degree murder, several firearm-related offenses, and charges tied to the shooting into a building and property damage. The child was killed on October 22nd of 2020 when numerous rounds were fired into the side of his home. Two other individuals were also charged in the case. London Walton and Cameron Burnett were both acquitted on all counts. Banks, however, is scheduled to be sentenced June the 8th at 10 a.m. Jury selection in the case began March 18th with opening statements presented a week later. And another news for today. Authorities in Huron County responded to a structure fire earlier this morning in the Caseville area at around 1 a.m. on Sunday morning, April 19th. The Caseville Fire Department and Windsor Township Fire Department were dispatched to a reported fire that was already in progress. Shure Ambulance Services were also sent to the scene to provide standby medical support. Fire crews arrived to find a large storage pole barn measuring approximately 40 by 80 feet, fully engulfed in flames. Due to the intensity of the fire, additional mutual aid was requested from the Fairhaven Township Fire Department and the Port Austin Fire Department. The Bannacks Fire Department also responded to the scene, bringing the county air trailer to supply air for the roughly 35 firefighters that were working on the scene. Utility crews were called in to manage hazards, with DTE Energy addressing damaged power lines and Consumers Energy shutting off gas services until the area could be fully secured. Despite the challenging conditions, all firefighters were able to clear the scene without injury. The structure and its contents were declared a total loss. Officials say the property owner did have insurance coverage. An excavator was brought in at around 3 a.m. to assist with overhaul operations due to the collapse of the building and lingering heat within the debris. Dufty's Excavating also responded to the request. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and more information will be released as it becomes available. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you've been impacted by the devastating effects of a tornado, the last thing you need is to be taken advantage of. Contractors who show up following a disaster may be individuals looking to make a quick buck off your situation. They'll promise to help you recover as long as you sign their contract. Then they may collect payment and disappear without a trace. Don't fall victim to these schemes. If you suspect fraud, call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, because technology keeps changing, ordinances also need to keep pace, and Speaker Township is in the process of doing just that. The Planning Commission will be conducting a special meeting at 6:30 Tuesday, April the 28th. The meeting, which will be at the Township Hall at 7630 North Brockway Road in Melvin, is to review several proposed ordinances, one of which is regarding cryptocurrency data mining facilities, which are specialized high-density data centers containing thousands of computers designed to validate transactions and secure networks such as Bitcoin. Those facilities require massive amounts of electricity and are usually put in repurposed abandoned industrial sites and are strategically located near cheap energy sources. Some of the ordinances to be reviewed also include data centers, which include an artificial intelligence, residential battery storage, container storage buildings, as well as the Village of Melvin's master plan. And in other news for today, two medical service issued were addressed during the last Tuscola County meeting. Commissioners approved contracting with Aspire Health Services for inmate medical services for jail inmates. The contract for medical services will be $280,000 for 1 year and will be automatically renewed unless they are notified otherwise. There is also a one-time payment of a $6,000 fee to set up the software program with a $2,500 annual licensing fee. Aspire CEO Andrew Daniels explained the services and benefits that the health agency could offer the county. Aspire was selected over Advanced Correction Healthcare Services, which the county had been using up to this point. However, Aspire services were deemed as more diversified and less costly. Commissioners also approved a six-month extension with William R. Marone, DO for Medical Examiner Services. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, April 19th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.